This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Soy Checkoff, investing farmer dollars to boost demand for U.S. soy, drive on-farm resilience, and bring value to U.S. soybean farmers. Learn more at unitedsoybean.org. I'm Riley Smith. Consistent soil testing can help detect soybean cyst nematodes. We'll have more from the SCN Coalition right after this.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
One of the most problematic soybean pests is also one of the most difficult to detect, and once it's in your field, it's there for good. Dylan Mangel, SCN Coalition plant pathologist, said farmers need to be alert and take preventative actions against soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN.
Well, it's always there, and the problem with the soybean cyst nematode is you don't often know that it's there. So it can be down there, can cause significant yield loss without those noticeable above-ground symptoms. Another problem that exacerbates that in Nebraska is sufficient water, and the irrigation capacity we have can sometimes hide it even more just by helping those plants out, keeping them healthy longer. So that's the biggest challenge, is just knowing you have soybean cyst nematode in the first place.
Mangel said soil testing is a key step in detecting SCN in your soybean fields.
Soil testing, it's excellent. It's easy to do, relatively easy to sample and see what they're there. Several states have testing programs in place, which makes it even easier for growers to figure that out. But one thing that growers might have in absence of seeing actual nematode damage is seeing damage associated with other pathogens. Oftentimes, this is a parasite that's going to be latching onto those plants, making them more taxed, less healthy in general. We often see cases where sudden death syndrome is especially bad, and oftentimes those can be co-infections of two different problems. So testing there is a good first step.
For more information, visit the SCNCoalition.com. For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.